This podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Would you like to see him visit the border?
I don't care if he visits the border or not. He doesn't need to visit the border to know we've got a problem. He's got people that report to him every day about what the problem is. And sometimes we fixate on these little issues.
Well, that little guy. I wouldn't worry about that little guy.
That's a little issue?
I think he knows it's got to be addressed. He's gotten the reports. He's seen the photos. So...
Serious?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Do you have any regrets about the way that you handled that?
The only time I really got upset...
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
...was when Senator Paul totally inappropriately accused me of being responsible for the death of 5 million people. Now, with all due respect, I'm not going to take that from anybody.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I have another editorial from the Wall Street Journal I'll get into after the chump line. It's about the child tax credit, and it's another version of this. You know, it's supposedly a reform to help people out and, you know, encourage them to have kids and all that, but it's taken more people out of the workplace, keeping them on the couch, keeping them heading down to the weed emporium. It's just a mess. We won't spend an hour on it, but I do want to read it because it's all part of the same problem. 844-500-4242. There's the Great Society. This started with the Great Society, and you know, the solution has always been to throw more money at any kind of social problems, and it reached its height so far during the panic of 2020, and then you know, people got addicted to it, and it's not going away. 844-500-4242. Right now it's time for the chump line.
The emails got deleted due to misconfiguration. Damn, Hillary is kicking herself that she didn't think of that.
Yeah, what a word that is. Misconfiguration. I can't believe I forgot that word, because I'm sure I read that story originally in May. But that's what they said, that they erased all of the incriminating texts between Strzok and Page at the FBI, the two lovebirds, not only about them living here, loving there, and lying in between, but also all the about how Donald Trump was an idiot and a jerk, and they had an insurance policy to stop him from becoming president. But again, Baker was involved in the misconfiguration. Baker was involved in the Alpha Bank hoax. He was involved in the FISA surveillance warrants on Carter Page, who did a lot more for the country than Baker or Sussman or Elias or McCabe or Comey ever did. And now he's involved in the Twitter scandal.
Today, YMCA has announced another big investment. They will construct Fab 5 for 3 nanojets. Or as Mark from Ork used to say, 3 nano. Anyhow, you know what I'm saying?
How about the Fab Four? They're from Liverpool, and they all need haircuts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com.
Come on, man.
as December 7th, which wasn't quite as bad as January 6th. But nevertheless, it was a tragedy when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor. Fortunately, President Teddy Roosevelt went on the TV and said to Vladimir Hitler, "Get ready, pal. You're gonna in for a problem. Not a joke."
I don't know what... I can't improve upon that. No edits necessary.
So if a Twitter dump is dropped in the forest, does anybody hear it land? I'm still listening.
Wouldn't it be something if Mike Taibbi had to go back and redo the thread with all the stuff that had been covered up, even though it's owned by people who believe in free speech, that the FBI, deep state, had still been able to censor Twitter, even after Elon Musk spent $40 billion plus dollars buying it?
Wow, the walls are closing in on Donald Trump. Howie, I'm having a deja vu.
I know, that's why I mentioned it at the top of the show. Four times, I think, in the last week, the walls have been closing in on him. They've closed in on him twice in the last 24 hours. Once when Herschel Walker lost the Senate race in Georgia, and now today they found classified documents in some storage bin in Florida somewhere. By the way, you know what you're not hearing about? Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York. She went, she based her whole campaign. She said, "I'm going after the Trumps." You know, it was this the Soviet Union style. You know, show me the man and I'll find you the crime. She knew who the man was and who the men were, and she was going to find the crimes. And now apparently her chief of staff has been forced out for sexually harassing women. And somehow the scandal didn't get out until after the midterms were over. She was involved in a pretty tight race with the Republicans, and now all these women that were sexually harassed by her chief of staff are stepping forward and talking to the New York Times now that it's too late to help the Republican opponent.
Hey, Howie, in regards to your tax return, they thought of all your graft. You didn't.
I don't believe that they can prove anything. And I don't, I believe that I was robbed. That's all I could say is I was robbed. We're trying to find somebody to come on and explain what happened with these so-called pass-throughs. But I think there may have been other scams involved. If they gave us all a formula, and it was an easy formula to figure out how much we were going to get back, and then they didn't give us back that amount of money, I mean, where's the bunko squad when you need it?
Liz Warren wants to stop Elon Musk from allowing non-state approved smoke signals.
Very well put. This is a good chump line today.
After hearing Ann Hesh was found to have cocaine, cannabis, benzos, and fentanyl in her blood, Hunter Biden replied, "Amateur."
Yeah, I didn't understand that. They said she wasn't intoxicated, but she had all this stuff in her blood. I mean, what do you need to be high?
Hey, Howie, now that Kamala isn't needed for a Senate vote, is this where it becomes official that she is completely useless?
Well, I hope she was out there this morning, you know, another busload of illegal alien criminals from a third world hellhole arrived at her front doorstep. I assume she was out there with, you know, the welcome wagon, gift baskets for them.
Say, Ed, did you see that John Bolton's thinking about running for president?
You are correct, sir.
If you think he's bad, you should see his running mate, his mustache.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you have a mustache and you notice that when you're meeting people, they're staring at the mustache, it's probably time to at least trim the mustache, maybe get rid of it altogether.
Joe Biden's got more important things to do than go to the border. Huh, who knew?
Where did he get his ice cream yesterday? Did he stop at it? I heard a talk show host this morning saying he stopped at an ice cream shop, and I didn't know if that was making a joke or if it was true. It seemed appropriate for the occasion, one way or the other.
It really didn't come as a shock that the win went to Raphael Warnock. Whenever they face a really close race, the left simply takes over the game clock.
27% of the vote was cast before the election. You know, I think Lee Zeldin pulled out of the race for the Republican National Committee chairmanship today, so it looks like Harmeet Dhillon is the main contender. I like Mike Lindell, but they got to get somebody in there who knows how to deal with these mail-in ballots. I know it's a plague on the Republic, but we have to play by the rules, and these things are legal in most states. So we have to start using the same tactics the Democrats do. It's as simple as that.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends, at least as long as it's between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and weekdays. And you can dial 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second new Chump Line every day, we have it. We have such a Chump Line, a second Chump Line. It's called Chop Chumps. It's where we put the messages that we didn't use, didn't have room for or time for just now. And Chopped Chumps is posted every weeknight evening around 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And get Chopped Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean View rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com, NausetBeachInn.com.
Come on, man. Today is December 7th, which wasn't quite as bad as January 6th. But nevertheless, it was a tragedy when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor. Fortunately, President Teddy Roosevelt went on the TV and said to Vladimir Hitler, "Get ready, pal. You're gonna in for a problem. Not a joke."
How do you think Biden would pronounce infamy? A day which we'll live in.
Infancy.
Yeah, that's right. That's, you know what? That's it. A day which we'll live in infancy. Imperial. He had the Imperial Japanese Navy. Though he couldn't handle that one. There's a lot of words he couldn't handle in that brief speech to the joint session of Congress on December 8th. All right. What do Kyle Rittenhouse, Peter Navarro, Mike Lindell, and the Canadian Truckers Union have in common? They've all used GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo is the best crowdfunding site for all your fundraising needs. They do not discriminate. If you need funds for medical, legal, or pet bills, then you should look at GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo doesn't charge a fee. They let the giver decide how much extra to give to the site. This means you can keep more of the donated dollars. GiveSendGo has also been involved in helping those with legal issues surrounding election integrity issues. GiveSendGo has a 501c3 arm, which allows you to write off your donation. Take a look at their site and see all the wonderful opportunities to help those in need. There are no political litmus tests at GiveSendGo, unlike some of the other crowdfunding sites. You know the one I'm talking about. Become part of the GiveSendGo Giver Army. Check them out today at GiveSendGo.com. That's GiveSendGo.com. And listen Friday, December 23rd at 6 p.m. for our annual charity hour sponsored by GiveSendGo. They will match every contribution the Howie Carr Show makes to deserving 501c3 charities. So call in with your favorite charity on Friday the 23rd. I'm Howie Carr.
This is God-fearing American Comfort. We don't take kindly to outsiders trying to tell us how to live.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fat head!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
844-500-4242. This holiday, I'm letting HelloFresh take the hassle out of dinner with delicious recipes and more sent right to my door. Plus, their festive eats seasonal recipes make holiday entertaining a snap. Get 18 free meals plus free shipping with code Howie18 at HelloFresh.com/Howie18. And the Inspector General of the Department of Justice issued a report today blasting the Bureau of Prisons, which is under the purview of the Justice Department federally, about their handling of Whitey Bulger and his murder at the federal prison in Hazleton, West Virginia. And so that's what the poll question is all about. The family, the corrupt midget, as I call him, Billy Bulger, and his siblings and extended relatives of Whitey Bulger, have been suing the federal government. The case has been thrown out, but I think they're appealing it. So I don't think it's dead by any means. So that's what the poll question is all about: whether or not the Bulgers are going to get yet another dip into the public trough with their lawsuit for wrongful death for their serial killing Uncle Jimmy. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Whitey Bulger's family win damages from the federal government for his death in prison?
I think ultimately no, but I'm not certain. I'm not confident.
Unchanged from last hour, 51% say no.
Okay, so it's hanging on. Okay, 844-500-4. It could, you know, again, it could go either way, depending on what appeals court it goes to, I guess. I'm sure Hank Brennan will be shopping it around. He was one of Whitey's lawyers in the trial, one of his public defenders, I might add. 844-500-4242, because we had to pick up the tab, because Whitey only stole $50 million or so during his career in organized crime. So, of course, we were picking up the tab, you and me. And we picked up the tab for his he had a jury selection team, too, just like the Joker, the Boston Marathon bomber. We pay for all these trials. And then we pay for their appeals from death row, like for the Boston bomber, if not Whitey Bulger. John from New York. Go ahead, John.
Howie, real quick, I just wanted to tell you, the heating oil is continuing to plunge. It's down to $3.62 a gallon down here in Connecticut. It's dropped from $5.60 literally 6 weeks ago. And I guess Russia is flooding the market trying to beat the sanctions. So they're selling whenever they can, as fast as they can. So for people that are listening out there, I know it's hard because a year ago it was $2.77 a gallon, and when President Trump was there it was $1.77, but it's $3.60 a gallon, down from $5.60 literally a month ago. So if you're filling a tank, you know, 300 gallon tank at $600-$700, you should really take some action now.
It's so infuriating though, isn't it, when Brandon gets up there and says, I've got the price down, and when it's double the price that it was when Trump was president?
It's horrible, man. It's just, it's really, I feel for people, but, you know, you got to sort of plunge ahead. Hey, on the other thing, real quick, that was a good segment you had, and all your callers were sort of right, but the Federal Reserve, Jay Powell gave a speech on this the other day. They sort of blame everybody but themselves, but there is some pretty good data, and I'm going to send the report up to Emma. You can take a look at it. Of the 3.5 million workers were short, 2 million are due to early retirement. This is according to the Fed. The other 1.5 million, they give you various reasons. You know, you talked about fentanyl. You lose 100,000 workers a year in fentanyl deaths. That's 1 million people over 10 years. But,
wow.
But it's big. So,
yeah. I hadn't thought of it that way. 1 million workers in a decade dead of drugs imported over the open borders. Thank you, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
844-500-4242, 603. I just got 100 gallons yesterday, says Bruce from the Mets. $500. They're lowering the price. That's the talking point. Ron Klain sends it out every day to the Democrat operatives with press passes. And KJP, this is... You got to hear this. This is a cut from KJP before we go back to the phone lines. And I'm going to talk about the child tax care credit as a failed experiment. It's just an extension of what we've been talking about. But let's play KJP, cut 15.
Let me just say, the vice president has been a great partner of the president this past 2 years. The successes that they both have had in the clearly Biden-Harris administration on getting things done for the American people when it comes to the economy, when it comes to lowering costs, when it comes to fighting inflation. And that is something that we're going to continue to do.
They've been fighting inflation. The war on inflation is over. Inflation won. It was a first-round knockout. Fighting inflation. And they've been lowering costs. Lowering costs. So you just heard John. So instead of being triple, fuel oil, instead of being triple the price it was under Trump, it is now double the price it was. And that's a victory. That's a victory. Just like when he says we've cut the deficit. He always says we've cut the debt in half. Sometimes he says debt. Sometimes he says deficit. When he says we've cut the debt in half, that would be meaning we would go from $31 trillion to $15.5 trillion. Of course, that's not happening. Anyway, on the other hand, I'm looking at my emails today. And I got a bunch from. Have you got all these emails from Donald J. Trump for president, Taylor?
No, I have not.
Here are the emails. NBC Universal layoffs are coming in January. That was at 2:50. At 2:58, CBS shakeup. Network has a new boss. At 3:05, AMC networks to cut 20% of U.S. staff as CEO abruptly departs. 3:15, scoop. The recount. That's a podcast or something with Heilemann, John Heilemann, plans to suspend operations. Why the hell does he care? Why is he celebrating layoffs? I mean, I understand it's very fake news. And, I'm not unhappy about the news, all of those stories. But, I mean, if you're running for president, I don't know that that's the way to go. No offense to the president. And I wish fuel oil was $1.70 and I wish you were president again. But is that really a good look to be celebrating people getting laid off? Even if they're jerks, most of them. And they are. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, Howie, I go back to Mission Hill in the 80s, and I remember when Billy Bulger testified before Congress and talked about you in an indirect way of that tabloid talk show stuff. And that affectation in his voice, nobody from South Boston ever spoke the way he did.
Nobody from America ever spoke like that, I don't think.
No, it's like he went to Shakespeare speech therapy at some point. Kind of like what Madonna did, to be a stateswoman.
I think at one point he actually said that his mother said, "When did you become Irish?" Which I thought was a pretty good question if she really asked him that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, just one quick thing as far as the voting's concerned. I own a home in Brockton, and I get absentee ballot requests from three people that no longer live at my address. And I found out that what Secretary of State Bill Galvin did, anybody who's registered to vote within the last 10 years, they just send out this massive amount of ballot request. And I am all in favor of voting by mail. However, you, the voter, should have to prove who you are. And this is how Joe Biden won the election in 2020. There were people, I can't prove it, but there were people that filled out other people's ballot requests that hated Trump, and they voted for him, and mainly in urban areas.
So, I agree. You know, I agree. You don't have to overturn the system across the country. You just have to overturn it in a few critical areas, in a few critical states. And that's what they did. But the problem, Tom, is that the legislature approved in Boston, in Massachusetts, approved the system we've got now. It's a legal system. And the Republican Party didn't do anything about it. The Democrats went out and they harvested all these ballots. If somebody went to town hall or city hall and they said, I want an absentee ballot, the teachers' unions predominantly, but other elements of the hackerama were involved in this. They went to the people and they got them to fill out the ballots. They were concerned with question one because, as I said in my column today, for $23 million, the teachers' unions get $1 billion a year forever. One time. Expenditure of $23 million, $1 billion a year for eternity. That is a really good return on investment. And the Republicans did nothing to stop it. Zero. It was left to individual candidates in individual districts to try to solicit people to send in their mail-in ballots for Republicans. The Republicans totally dropped the ball. And that's why they were getting votes for question one, but they didn't have to worry about the Republicans at the top of the ticket because, you know, Jeff Diehl wasn't really campaigning. He had no money. He was a three-time loser on his way to becoming a four-time loser. It was terrible. Read my column today. If you're not a subscriber to the Herald, you can read it at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. They lost a race in the first Middlesex district in Pepperell. One of the leaders of the Kool-Aid drinkers had his parents urge people to write in the losing candidate on the Republican side. They got 60 write-in votes, and the guy lost by a handful of votes. Today, in the recount, the Republican, his name is Andrew Shepard, he tied it up. I hope he wins. You talk about a miscarriage of justice and just political malpractice to try to defeat a guy because he's in your own party and he won a primary against somebody you like, so you tell people not to vote for him, to give the seat to the Democrats when the Democrats already control over 80% of the seats in the legislature. It was insanity. That's the way the Republican Party's been run in Massachusetts lately. It's got to end. Check out my column. Go to HowieCarShow.com, and you can find it pretty easily. There's a big picture of Jim Lyons with his mouth open. We're always going to use that picture because he hates it. His mouth. He looks like a largemouth bass, about to get hooked. He's wearing a MAGA hat too. That's the difference. Largemouth bass. No, don't wear MAGA hats. At least I've never seen any. 844-500-4242. Wayne, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Wayne.
Hey, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
So, I'm probably one of your unusual callers. I'm disabled, and I'm working.
Good. So, glad to hear it.
I ended up losing my fingers last year.
And oof.
A little infection I had. But I took about 8 months to recover and went back to work, so didn't stop, didn't collect disability or anything, just wanted to go back to work. But, so it's probably, you know, a good thing for me. I like to work anyway, so
I'm glad the thing is, Wayne, I don't see, you know, John was saying that 2 million people have taken early retirement. I don't understand taking early retirement. I mean, I go along with what the coach of Florida, I forget his name, Bowden or Bowden, something like that, said, after you retire, there's only one big event left. And, you know, it's true, isn't it? You don't want to stop working if you can keep working. You know, I understand some people can't, you know, for whatever reason. You have a job that requires a lot of physical labor. You get to be a certain age. You can't handle it anymore. But most people, I think, could could work longer than they do. And it's probably good. I think it's good for you. I know it's good for me, and it's good for you. You've made the same decision, Wayne, haven't you?
Yeah, and I'm only 49, so I still feel I continue to work. So
I'm glad you're working, Wayne. Thanks for calling in. 844-500-4242. Ann, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ann.
Hi, Howie. First, can you tell us how we can get in touch with our Republican Party members here to make sure that they vote for Harmeet Dillon instead of Ronna McDaniel for the new RNC chair?
Well, there's three people in Massachusetts who have a vote. One of them is Jim Jones Lyons, the state party chairman, and I think the other two would be Ron Kaufman, who's the state committee man, and Fogarty, is the female. I don't know, Ann. If you give your name to Emma or to Matt, I'll get their information so you can write them. Okay, Ann?
Okay.
Will you do that?
Yeah. Howie, one more thing. My sons are no babies. If there was a war, they would go. They would be the next generation, and they're very conservative. So I know you don't think any of them are anymore, but they are.
But would you really want them to go to fight? I mean, considering what Biden would be asking them to fight for, he'd be asking them to fight for the New World Order.
Yeah, and they're not going to fight for a bunch of soy boys who are sitting around having lattes while my kids are out, you know, on the front line. But
that's what I mean.
Trump, I'll tell you that much.
They didn't have too much problem, with meeting their recruitment numbers when Trump was president. But they're sure having a problem now, Ann. Thanks for the call, and hey, give your number, and I'll we'll get you the information about how to contact Lyons, Fogarty, and Kaufman. Those are the ones who are going to have a vote in the. Maybe there's others, but I think that's it. The state committee chairman and the Republican National Committee man and woman. There's two in each state. Those are the ones that have the vote. Let's take a break. 844, we'll be right back. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Biden is still the president. God help us all. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting or hoping for. The pre-election rally in equity seems to be coming to an end. There are all kinds of problems, despite what the talking points coming out of the White House say. Economic, political, geopolitical. All of these are just more reasons for you to try to protect your assets. In times of political or economic crisis like we're living through right now, historically, investors have turned to tangible assets. That means precious metals. You need to think about doing the same. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for more than 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from a runaway spend and tax federal government. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top 5 with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. He's not exactly what you picture when you think of happiness and cheer.
Looking older and more wicked than ever.
I knew he wouldn't disappoint us. Oh!
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr.
Humbug.
Is back.
844-500-4242. We hung up on Ann by mistake before we could get her name and number. But I tell you what I'll do. I'll get the email addresses of the Republican National Committee man and woman, and we'll tweet it out tomorrow so you can email them if you want to ask them to vote for a certain candidate, whether it's Rona McDaniel. I don't think Rona's going to get too many votes. Harmeet Dhillon or Mike Lindell. I think Mike Lindell is still in the fight. 844-500-4242. And, you know, Nantucket has gotten the okay to have topless beaches. And so just speaking of topless, we've got a nice picture of a drug dealer by the name of Joe Pesci, who's already pleaded guilty. He's going to be sentenced very shortly.
Ready for tonight! Oh!
He's topless when he's singing that song.
Waiting for tonight! Oh!
You can't say the feds don't have a good sense of humor. And this is, and you know, I think the Howie Carr Radio Network is the only place you're going to see this stuff, even though it's public document now, public record.
Plenty of them things, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to criminalize myself. We got plenty of them things.
We're going to post a lot. We've already started posting them on Twitter. So just go to at Howie Carr Show if you want to see Joe Pesci. His real name is, I forget what it is, Dwayne Jacks Johnson or something like that.
Ernest, I believe.
Ernest Johnson.
Ernest goes to jail.
I know him as Joe Pesci. He's looking at, the feds want him to get 10 years. But we've got some of his funniest, some of the stuff, it's going to take a while.
Yes!
That's when he does cartwheels. He weighs 300 pounds, but he can do a cartwheel, and he's so excited about this woman going to jail, or going into the hospital, excuse me. He's going to jail. She's going into the hospital.
Ready for tonight! Oh!
We'll be posting more of these as we go through the next few days until his sentencing. But it's you go to at HowieCarrShow.com if you want to see some of this stuff. 844-500-4240. And he's topless. He's topless. I'm just letting you know. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, hey, Howie, thank you for taking my call. You know, it's amazing, and you know, just when we thought Jen Psaki, a.k.a. Peppermint Patty, was a real showboat, a great deflector, now we have this moron, this idiot. She doesn't have a clue, and she's failing, floundering fast. And meanwhile, Kamala Harris and KJP are churching up what a wonderful job Joe's done, the great inflation fighter. We're in a recession right now, in case people don't realize this, and we are headed for a depression, Howie, at this point.
I hope not, but anyway, let me play another cut here, Peter, of KJP trying to pronounce the name of one of the senators from Hawaii. Cut 14.
And Mazi Hirono.
Mazi? I thought she was going to blow Hirono, but Maisie is pretty easy. I mean, Maisie rhymes with Daisy. Let's hear that one again, how she screws that one up.
And Mazi Hirono.
Mazi. There used to be a House Speaker here who went to prison. His name was Sal Mazi. Mazi. DeMazi. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Cox. Thanks.